Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I think you just kind of wanted to get a feel for everybody in the organization. What were we about in terms of, like, what's our direction? What's our North Star? How are we going to get there? And I think through our actions, we've shown that. And, you know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and that those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
The dog days are over. Apparently not. There, at least it looks like there's been some applied learning that Ryan Poles and the Bears have done in the way that they've gone about hiring Ben Johnson and pairing him up with Caleb Williams.
I got to tell you, man, there's a lot of people via text. I'm getting some on Twitter saying, like, this is old news. What are you doing? And I actually talked to somebody.
It's not old news.
It's context about old news, which helps you understand everything. And then you can move forward, and you're hoping that things are fixed, and it appears that they are fixed. But it really, what it does, it's important for us to dig into, and it brings some conversations back to the fore. Like, the main one, do you think Ryan Poles deserved another chance?
I disagree. It's not old news, because all of this stuff that we're talking about is stuff that we thought. There's a difference between us thinking it and us knowing it.
Well, I agree that is the news. So we dive deep into it, but I don't know exactly what kind of staying power this is going to have. Like, I wonder if Caleb's going to get asked about it the first time he talks.
I would imagine that at OTAs next week he is asked about it.
He will too. Ryan Poles will get asked the first time he talks,
as he should be asked about it. And I think that Caleb should follow the lead of Ben Johnson. Like, this is, let's be very clear about this. None of this is on Caleb. Not one damn bit of it is on Caleb or on his dad. Because most of us, if not all of us, if in the same situation, would have been like, I'm going to see whatever it is that I can do. Mm-hmm. And then when I have every bit of information, I'm going to make the best choice.
I agree, but it is on Poles.
It's 100% on Poles.
And he's still here. And it is on the McCaskies, and they're still here. Thankfully.
And that's why it's news.
I understand, but I guess I go back to what I was reporting and vehemently saying leading up to Ben Johnson's hire and after, that things have shifted and changed. The McCaskies gave assurances to Ben that things are going to be different.
Well, even just the, you can look at it and see the shift, not even with assurances to Ben, but them getting Ben. Like, the process of getting Ben it should be an indicator of how things change.
Absolutely. The way that Poles did it, the way that he was allowed to do it, and just how impressed all the people involved with Ben and everyone else were. All those reports are coming out all over the place that, oh, this is different. This is different the way they're doing things. They know how different it needs to be.
I am now in a space of wondering what was the impetus for the change. Is this Ryan Poles being like, whew, I've really screwed things up, and I am lucky to have my job. I am not going to make the same mistakes that I made leading up to this point.
I would assume that that's how he feels, but to your question, what is the impetus for the change?
Is it Kevin Warren being like, hey, man, this thing that you did with the offense, and maybe that's why when we were hearing Kevin Warren talk, it did feel like an infantilizing of Ryan Poles.
Maybe there was good reason for that.
Correct. Like, these are all things that now, like, as you rightly say, like, in retrospect, you go, oh, that seems to make sense now.
It's a good point.
And maybe there's a combination of both of those things.
Right. And there's some nuance there. I'll tell you what I think the main impetus was, and in some ways you're fortunate that it got this ugly, is the national embarrassment that Matt Eberflus kept putting you in. The constant and consistent national embarrassment culminating with the breakage of your adorable little dad on Thanksgiving. Like, you know, but all of that, I don't know if all this changes and McCaskey's going, okay, no, fine, we get it. All right, fine, we get it. We got a quarterback and he's good and he's not the problem. We understand now that we are the problem. Okay, got it. You know, that might not have happened without everybody laughing at the entire organization.
312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go to Shad. Hey, Shad, you're on the score.
My brother's from another mother.
Shad!
Good to talk to you. What's cracking, Speak?
Good to hear you, man.
We didn't get Vlad in Chicago yet, did we? Last time I talked to you, no? Okay. hey, today was confirmation from a great journalist that Caleb Williams coming into the draft was arrogant, 23-year-old, and way above what the Bears had in front of him. This also was confirmation that Ryan Poles is probably the worst evaluator or general manager that we've had in the last, I don't know, 40 years, due to the fact that this information should have been known through back channels of some nature. I mean, Colin Howard came on your show nationally and told everybody, did he not?
Don't you? He knew, though. I think Poles knew that they were doubting him, and so he had to sell it, and he sold it at least to Caleb enough, is what it seems.
Can I ask this, though, Speaks? Knowing that, then why not even go down to LSU to watch Jalen perform? What Lawrence told you or told everybody earlier is like, you know what? After that Florida game, you say, this kid in LSU is different. And to just shy away that evaluation when you're talking about a generational quarterback, to me now puts the emphasis on his evaluation, the head coach that we're assuming is just going to be heads of the par above Kevin O'Connell, who Caleb wanted, and Matt LaFleur that's up in Green Bay with more weapons.
But Shad, I hear you, Shad, but he couldn't get either of those guys. He went out and got the very best guy that he could possibly get that people have wanted for 2 years. He can't get those guys. He screwed up the other one. That's 100% correct.
My issue isn't even that they took Caleb over Jaden Daniels. I just wanted people to be aware that the gap between the two players in my eyes was not that big. My issue, if you want to talk about evaluation with Ryan Poles, Shad, my issue is your evaluation of coaching and coaching effectiveness. One, the head coach that you retained, because there was enough evidence to fire Matt Eberflus before last year.
Let me ask you one question about that. You think the McCaskeys said flat out no because of the money?
Maybe.
Is that possible?
I mean, that's one of the things that we would believe, right? That's the narrative around the McCaskeys, is that they didn't want to do it. But then they broke protocol.
They did
because it was so odorous. It was so embarrassing that they had this guy. And maybe behind the walls, they're even going, what? Like, maybe George is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening here?
Maybe they were being asked. Maybe they were being asked to do it. They said no, and that's part of, maybe it's not binary, but like Poles knew that he wasn't going to be able to get that done.
But my issue with Poles goes back to him not recognizing in real time, as a football player and as an executive of what was going on. And then to talk about it from the perspective with hindsight of like, yeah, you know, there were some things that were going on in mini camp, in training camp that we didn't like.
Arrogance.
Guess what?
Yeah, you were there.
Your
were there.
Job is to straighten those things out. And the fact that they didn't get straightened out. And then there were multiple chances after that speaks. It's why it's hard for me to he's the guy now, and I think that he did a really good job in hiring Ben Johnson. But I still have a lot of reservations about him because you had a chance then in training camp to do something and you did nothing. You had a chance as this season went down the toilet. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about more stuff with Caleb, go back to the GQ piece and him after the Washington game.
All of it.
Not being able to have answers. You allow the Washington game to happen, the Arizona game to happen, the New England game to happen, knowing that all of this stuff wasn't working and you didn't do anything. That's where I have beef with Ryan Poles in the way that he's handled things overall, that he seems to be oblivious to what even the people who aren't professional football people were able to look at from afar and go, that doesn't sound right. The fact that he didn't listen to his players who were begging so much to make change, that they were doing it on these airwaves, over on CHGO, on CHN, wherever a Bears player could get to a microphone early on in the season, they were telling you, please help us. Someone needs to help us because that guy's incompetent and that guy's incompetent.
That is all extremely well said. I think when we had the conversation before this info was out, does Ryan Poles deserve another chance with a really strong, good head coach? I was a yes. And I'm still a yes, but not by much. He made that trade with the Carolina Panthers, which is going to go down as one of the great trades of all time and it in the NFL. And it continued to bear fruit into this year and this draft. There are other people that we can point to as being successful acquisitions and successful draft picks. There are a few things. There are lots of misses there, too.
And even the convincing of Caleb, I think, is a feather in his cap.
When you consider how horrific ownership is and has been for decades, and how stupid the coach was that he himself hired, which, of course, mitigates it. I know all of it. But I'd say if I was at 57%, Ryan Poles deserves a chance to try this again.
You're down to 51.
Maybe 53, something like that. It is a thin margin, dude, and this makes it look worse. But I do believe that paired with a guy like Ben, they can make beautiful music
yeah,
together.
Yeah, and I think that he deserves credit for that, too. And maybe other people deserve credit. Maybe Kevin Warren deserves credit.
Hey, man, we heard directly from Ben and his people how impressed they are specifically with Ryan Poles.
And if
that Poles gets it.
If this is the type of growth that Ryan Poles had after this, I applaud him for that. Because it takes a lot to go, I was wrong. And I had this wrong. And boy, I'm so glad that they have given me another opportunity to try and fix this thing, but damn.
It's thin, though, man. It's super duper thin.
Let's go to Brian, who's calling from Kalamazoo. Hey, Brian, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted you, what you just said, you know what I'm saying? I see the growth. Number one, just what you said. When Ryan pulls up there with Ben, you know, he's like smiling and laughing. He's just like, you could tell he's like, oh my God, thank you so much. At the same time, the thing that I noticed the most and really am seeing in the growth is listen to those coaches talk in full sentences, express concepts that make sense. They're not giggling and snorting and talking in aphorisms. It's amazing. I'm happy as I could be. I've been watching the Bears since 1980. Come on, we haven't seen anything like this.
It is. I agree that it is very different, and there's tons of reason for optimism. And Poles did enable a lot of this to happen simply by handing the reins to Ben, by convincing Ben that to be here, and convincing ownership to get rid of Flus and pay this amount of money, and with Kevin Warren's partnership and the whole freaking thing, they're in a really good spot right now. And that's not what we should not lose sight of that.
Let's go to Sean, who is calling from the West Side. Hey, Sean, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, how you guys doing?
We're good, great. Sean.
What's on your mind?
All right. Earlier today, you say you begrudgingly say maybe Kevin Warren had something to do with this. Lawrence, I think besides the stadium situation and how he going about, you know, doing the whole stadium thing, I think Kevin Warren, the reason why all of this is happening is because of him.
That's very possible.
Lawrence, think about it. They never fired a coach. I think the owners gave Kevin Warren the keys to completely drive this car. Nothing changed until they hired that man. Now you're starting to see significant changes in everything. And I think you have to give that man credit where credit's due.
I feel like I did do that.
But when you say begrudgingly,
I didn't say I did that. I said there will be some people that will grudgingly give him credit for this.
Are you going to give Sean the sweet Kevin Warren credit that he craves, Lawrence?
I feel like I've done that.
I think it's all Kevin Warren that made all of this happen.
Well, here's my thing. I think that you're probably right. But I also would like to leave room for growth and discovery by Ryan Poles of, man, I really screwed this up. I don't want to screw up the next thing that we do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Got you.
I don't want to just say Kevin Warren came down there and taught him how to be a GM. It might have been the real world application of failure that allowed Ryan Poles to go, I'm not doing that again. And where I think Kevin Warren deserves a lot of credit, and I think that we even talked about it as it was happening, the de-Armstrongifying of the Bears. I feel like that was Kevin Warren taking the franchise back.
Absolutely. And because Kevin, look, we're all middle management on some level, right? Even Kevin Warren is middle management. And he has done a remarkably good job.
High middle management.
I know, but he's done a really good job of managing the owners, of managing ownership, managing a family that has worked against themselves and the organization for decades. And one of the starkest example was allowing Trace Armstrong to be the shadow president of the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
And that's what was happening. And Kevin defanged that situation. He defanged Trace Armstrong and managed the owners and said, look,
ooh, I like the way you said that. I like that better.
You gotta allow your football people to be themselves in full and hire other strong people. Let me be a strong person. I'll hire a strong person. And then he can hire a strong person. That's what the Lions did. Kevin Warren. I will get there eventually. Kevin Warren has allowed the Bears to do what the Lions did, which is hire strength, let them do their jobs. In ownership, give them the money, watch the games and enjoy it, and get out the way.
That's one of the reasons why I took this. I don't even call it a job. I took this why because...
See, the thing is, Matt Nagy was looking for it, and Kevin Warren had taken it.
Oh, my God, I didn't put that together. He was looking for the whys the whole time.
And it was in Kevin Warren's pocket. Mm. See?
Explains a lot.
Bet you didn't look there.
Yeah, explains a lot.
Do you remember when we had Spice, and Spice was talking about the Bears, and he said something that made us both look at each other and go, oh, yeah, that seems like a thing.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have a bad year.
No, he did not.
I think throughout the whole season, he threw like 5 or 6 interceptions.
Yep.
As a rookie? Dude, like, come on, man. Like, you got to give that man his props. Like, of course, he got sacked or maybe he held the ball too long, whatever. And it's like, it's seeming like he was kind of like learning on his own almost.
Dude, he was absolutely learning on his own. He's watching film alone.
By himself!
With nobody to tell him what to do. Caleb's watching by himself, man! It's terrible. Spice was on it. That's the thing. People knew about this stuff, man. People have known about this stuff.
It's now like if we wanted to, we could put a quilt of sound bites together of Spice, Olin, Patrick, Jalen.
Players.
Right?
Yeah.
we could put
Mercedes. Remember that week? The week after the Hail Mary, we counted up to, I think, seven different players who were basically on record saying, this place is a disaster.
Yeah, Cole. Like, mm-hmm. there were DJ kind of looking like out there on the field going, that's not, like, and all of us kind of going, DJ doesn't usually look like that on the field. Uh-huh. And now you get it. Now you're like, oh, that's why he looked like that on the field.
Stacy Dales.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Started the whole ball rolling here.
That's right.
Talking about how they never had a first 15 in their offensive game plan.
Which is, it was. Tanny,
like I struggle with that all the time. It's like maybe that's like an old school way of looking at game planning. But it should be a baseline fundamental thing.
And it stands for what they felt, which was a complete lack of organization or theory or anything like that. And when you put that with not coaching hard enough, then what the hell is he doing? If he's a strategic genius who's not coaching them hard enough, then they can find other people to do that. Or if he's a hardo that's getting them disciplined, they can find somebody else for the smarts. He had nothing. He had absolutely nothing.
When Stacy did that report, I had the same feeling that you had, Tanny. And I was like, you know what? I've been out the game for a little bit. You know, I haven't been in a lot of locker rooms lately. And then I started texting and calling people. And I was like, hey, can I run this by you? Does this make sense to you? And literally everyone that I talk to goes, that makes absolutely no sense. One person said to me, are you sure that you got that right? Because that's not how it works. And here we are now, like all of it makes sense.
And then she clarified, it's like, well, actually, Kevin O'Connell and Kyle Shanahan, they actually have like first 30 and first 45s. It's
right.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess it is a big deal. And like forward-thinking people go beyond just 15.
Let's keep rolling with this, Lawrence. We got callers, some texters with some great thoughts, and it feels appropriate to like give kind of a large-scale history lesson on the McCaskies and the ownership just to remind people how we got here for the necessity of Kevin Warren.
And if you want to have a little bit of fun with the schedule too, I guess we can allow for that. I'm taking the Steve Rosenblum approach.
What's that?
I'm going to go 17-0 this year. Next year, I'm going to go 0-17.
Lawrence hates the thing where people sit down with the pen and go, I think that's a win. This is a loss. That's a win. This is a win.
He doesn't like single game predictions, so it makes you think he's going to do an entire season of it.
That's a good point.
I'm more apt to do a single game prediction, though. But the reason that I don't like it is because there no, like, if you want to do this with me at Labor Day,
look, you don't want to be wrong. We get it. We get it, right? So he doesn't want to be wrong.
I definitely don't want to be wrong.
Mr. Validation has no interest in these kind of things.
But if you want to sit down with me on Labor Day and do this, I'm here for it.
I get that. Right now, you don't. I get that.
There's some places we don't even know who's playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Like Minnesota on opening night on Monday night.
Or the Saints.
Sure.
We don't even know.
But that Minnesota game, I mean, is that Aaron Rodgers versus Caleb Williams? What are we doing there?
How much would that hurt Caleb's feelings now? Now that we know how much he likes O'Connell.
You want that? Look, that thing is juicy already with the O'Connell part of this.
But it's like, oh, there's my idol playing with the coach that I wanted to play with.
I bet Joe Buck is going to make a call to Aaron and say, what do you need? What can I do to help make this happen? That'd be fun TV.
I bet the Bears won't listen to Joe Buck's call.
Joe wants it to happen just so there's a chance George has an unpleasant experience.
Back after this on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Joe Buck, do you know that Spiegs is doing ads for a hair treatment that he doesn't need?
The idea of you doing any sort of hair restoration thing makes me gag. Now, good for you. Yeah. It's all in the name of commerce, and I tip my cap. That's hiding my thin hair.
I haven't seen you on
Afternoons on the Score.
We're going to talk to our friend Joe Buck week one, I imagine. That'll be a lot of fun.
Should be juicy, baby.
Why don't we set some people up with some stuff? Because along with talking Bears, we've also got Cubs stuff for you. So, look, the Cubs are playing the Rockies on May 27th. Come as you are to it, as a matter of fact. If you would like to go to the game, it's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
That's well said, Lawrence.
So we're going to give caller 6 to 312-540-0670 a pair of tickets to go see the Cubs versus the Colorado Rockies. Hooray! At least you get to see the Cubs.
Yeah, you do.
That is very Rockies, by the way.
That is. I've never seen that in my entire life of watching baseball.
They're so bad. They're so horrendously bad.
He's got like 20 of those in the holster.
Oh, he loves all these different Rockies giveaways we have.
They deserve it. We have been speaking about Seth Wickersham excerpt from his new book that he's writing about quarterbacks. And there's a lot of Caleb Williams stuff in there, Speaks.
Yeah, there's incredibly juicy Caleb Williams and Carl Williams stuff about how they didn't want to be with the Bears. And they tried to, you know, engineer a situation where they didn't end up with the Bears. Then they decided to come here. And then there's stuff in there about year one and just how horrific it was. But we ended up talking about Kevin Warren and his value as middle management, very high middle management, but still middle management, controlling Ryan Poles and deciding to keep Ryan Poles while managing ownership above. And the ownership has been disastrous for decades. Here's one texter. Please don't dismiss how much control the McCaskies have had over final decisions. Just ask Mike Ditka how much Mike McCaskey screwed up the Bears. Now, that might feel like ancient news, but that was the template by which the family was running things. They hated Ditka, so they didn't want another strong-ass coach.
Harbaugh.
Calling the shots. Exactly. No way they were going to hire Jim Harbaugh. No way in hell they were even going to interview Jim Harbaugh. And then this text, Poles was handicapped beyond what we will ever know by George. Poles will always bear the blame, as GMs do. But don't, you know, don't be easy on George for not allowing Poles to do the job he wanted to do.
No, I'm not giving you that.
Well, let me give you this context real quick. Is Jed Hoyer to blame for not paying enough for Alex Bregman? Sometimes ownership dictates things.
It's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about stuff that was in his purview. We're talking about him hiring an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
If Jed Hoyer hired a bad manager, we wouldn't then put that on ownership.
That is absolutely true. But if Jed Hoyer wasn't allowed to fire a bad manager because ownership didn't want to pay him while they're paying somebody else and limited his pool to only guys that Trace Armstrong recommended or something like that.
But that's not what happened.
Well,
they had said you can pay the manager as much as you want. And they went out and have the highest paid manager.
Now they do.
I don't want to... I understand everyone trying to go, no, you got to go up another level in this. Mm-hmm. That's fine. The football sensibilities of Ryan Poles is on trial. And guess what? He's not winning it right now. So you can try and mitigate it with the McCaskies all you want.
I think he's 53% winning it right now. I was at 57. I'm down to 53. The football sensibilities of the McCaskies, they have been tried.
They've been tried and convicted. And they know.
In fact, their football sensibilities got the electric chair.
Yep.
It's very sick.
I like what this texter says. It all makes sense. Cliff Kingsbury scoffing about the Bears interview. Dude, he's right.
Can you imagine what Cliff Kingsbury thought? He was sitting there listening to Matt Eberflus.
Just eye roll from hell.
Oh, my God.
The whole time, like, they hired this guy over me?
Caleb, hey, good luck, man. Good luck, dude. I can't take that job.
But I
wish you well. Good luck.
Speaking of that, and Caleb calling for help, do you remember the game where Lincoln Riley's name came back up?
Yeah.
And we were all like, wait, did Caleb have to get on the phone with Lincoln Riley?
Lost. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Uh-huh.
You deal with so many things going wrong in your first season here that you don't have any control over, you know, the two losses like this and the coaching change.
Yeah, you keep going. That's my mindset for just about anything. I called Lincoln Riley called me the other day and just wanted to talk to me, check in and things like that. And it's something that he told me my freshman year when I wasn't in a position that I wanted to be in, which was wasn't starting at the time. He told me to keep going, and at that time I didn't necessarily know what those two words meant. I wanted more than that. I wanted to hear a little bit more than that, and that's all he told me. And I use those words, you know, to this day. Once I, you know, got the starting spot and I just kept working, kept going. That's all you can do. That's all we can do is keep going, keep our head down and find ways to win. And so we're going to keep doing that.
I called him. He called me.
The evils of Lucy were all around me. So I went running for answers. That's what Caleb Williams did. He was like, this sucks. No one's helping me. I'll call my college coach, or he'll call me.
No, he'll call me.
He'll call me.
That's when you think about how much was on that kid's plate and how he had to make sure that he portrayed all the right things as the face of the franchise, as a rookie, with all the dysfunction around him. Those occasional little moments when he slipped up, even in a minor way, and gave you a window into how desperate and alone he was, are easily forgiven.
Do we need to send Justin Fields a 10-foot I'm sorry card too?
I mean, he's getting paid like a league thinks he might still have a chance.
Yeah, he's getting paid like the 31st or 32nd best quarterback in the league, which is probably about where he's at.
So Dolphins in preseason, I don't care. Vikings, that's a win. Lions at Detroit, that's a loss.
You only are doing one preseason game?
No, I looked at the wrong thing. Okay. Cowboys, that's a win.
That's why everyone should take this seriously.
At the Raiders, that's a win. 3-1 headed into the Week 5 bye.
I feel
good about that.
Keep going.
At Washington, oh boy, it's a good game right there. It's a loss. They're 3-2. They beat the Saints, 4-2. Lose to the Ravens, 4-3.
They're not going to beat Tyler Shuck.
No, yeah. And then they're going to win on the road at Cincinnati. People are going to be like, oh my God, look at them. 5-3 after week 9.
Yeah, because Trey Hendrickson is going to be a Bear.
Could be. 6-3 after they beat the Giants. The win in Minnesota, going to sweep them. They're 7-3 at that point. And they beat the Steelers. They're 8-3. Then they lose at Philly. They lose at Green Bay. They're 8-5. They beat Cleveland. They're 9-5. They win at home against Green Bay. They're 10-5. Lose to Frisco. Lose to the Lions. They go 10-7. That's what I got. Your thoughts?
Sounds great.
Glad we did that.
Romeoville and Sean. Hey, Sean, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Sean, we're good, man. Thank you.
Good. You know, I guess I'm not usually a grudge holder, but I guess I'm gonna have to work on letting it go.
Don't we all?
I have a hard time, man, getting past, you know, what Poe subjected Caleb to, man. Like, and that was. That was the coach that was the quarterback that they highly coveted and wanted, their most prized possession, and to subject him to that dysfunction. And, like, for me, like, he's got to win, and he's got to win big. And to me, like, you know, last year was kind of a waste of a year. I thought this was an ascending team, and I thought that Caleb played well enough as a rookie for them to win more games. I mean, they were 7-3 going into the season. So I feel like he kind of wasted a year, and I get giving him credit for Ben Johnson, but, I mean, he was the most highly touted coach out there. I think most people would have hired them if they could. So, I mean, he's, to me, he's got to win and win big, and I mean soon, because, you know, what he subjected that kid to last year was horrendous, and I just hope it didn't set that. I don't think it will. I think Caleb's pretty tough and resilient dude, and he's really talented, but I just hope that, you know, he can shake off what happened, and none of it's irreparable. So
I hope that you're right, and it feels like the moves that were made by Ryan Poles this offseason have all been pretty positive. He's remade his offensive line. Like, that's another thing where I'm like, give the guy credit for going, ooh,
I screwed this up,
and I'm supposed to know better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my whole bit is I'm an offensive lineman. I know about offensive line. And he goes out, and I think he's made pretty shrewd moves, including the drafting of Ozzie Trapillo, which opens the door for them to do a switch at tackle if they want.
And it gives him a genuine new option as opposed to just trying to ride with his old ideas of Braxton Jones and Kieran Amagaji. And I'll give him credit for that. Remember, I thought he was going to get to win that particular one and just get to have those two guys battle it out. And that's not the reality at all. They got a new guy who might very well just take the job from either of those people.
You're correct about that. Let's go to North Carolina. North Carolina! And talk with Rob. Hey, Rob, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Appreciate it. You know, I think last year was the nadir of the Bears. Hopefully, yeah, the Trestman area kind of felt like it. But, you know, the end result is Ben Johnson is there. And let's be honest, I felt that Caleb might be gone after his rookie contract. But now, if Ben Johnson is the offensive guy like a Kevin O'Connell that we think, that's to me the most important thing going forward. And only the guys in the building know what Ryan Poles did or didn't do or if he helped assuage. But as a pessimistic Chicago sports fan, I'm happy that we did get a coach by most accounts is coveted. By the way, he's from the area I live, so I'm also a little biased. But really excited about it. So Caleb handled everything, gosh, better than anybody I think could even imagine the way he talked to about the Bears. So I'm excited, and you know, those in the building have to deal with whatever didn't go right.
Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, you know, I think we're in a good spot, and a spot where we're kind of ready to move forward with some optimism, which feels really nice. I hope last year was the nadir. I will also say this. Caleb Williams, game on. What you got? That's why this camp and this year, from his perspective, is going to be fascinating. Like Olin said, they invested in you. Now you invest in them. Let's see the hard work. Let's see all the film work. Let's see all everything. And it's time for you to take a step forward. It wasn't a bad rookie year, all considered, man. It really wasn't. But now it's time to step forward. You're going to have a running game, and you got a great coaching staff, and you got all sorts of weapons. Make sure you learn everything you can, and this should be a big, big year.
If you want it to be coached, now you're going to be coached. And that's a positive, I think, for everyone involved. The Cubs and the White Sox are going to play this weekend.
There's such little juice about this, but I think we all know what would create juice. And I wonder who might bring it, if anyone.
Omar Epps?
That's a fun movie.
It is. Mike Tomlin?
Oh, see? Got options. Got options.
I mean,
you know, none of your businesses, respectfully.
Well, don't look so much like Omar Epps then. How about that?
All right, let's put it out there specifically. Who is most likely to give you an A.J. Pierzynski, Michael Barrett moment? If there were to be one in this particular series.
On both sides of town?
I need one player from each team. What is the clash that might take place? If one were to take place. Because that, for sure, is the poster moment that everybody thinks of when they think of juice in this rivalry or not. If there's one, who is it? I got my combo picked out.
All right, Speaks is going to let you know. I think I have one guy, but I don't know about the other team. We'll work through it next here on The Score.
You know, I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Fastball, high fly to left. This is not going to get Brzezinski in. Merton, stutter step, he's under it, makes the catch. Brzezinski tags. Here comes the throw home. It is safe at home plate. Brzezinski knocked over the catcher, Barrett. Oh, there's a fight behind home plate. Both benches have emptied. This is going to go on. Barrett punched Brzezinski right in the grill. Now everybody's out, and here come the bullpen.
The juice, the precious juice.
This rivalry has juice every once in a while.
It does, and that
should
was
happen
a,
every time.
That was a moment. That was a
man.
I was at Connie's doing a remote.
That's so fitting.
After that, it was amazing.
That is amazing. AJ just barreled over Michael Barrett, and then
who was a karate man.
Yeah, and then smacks home plate with authoritative oomph. And as he's trying to walk away from the thing, Barrett is up and kind of grabs him, and they have a moment. And AJ's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He's being all AJ in his face, and Barrett's like, "I don't like when you're all AJ like that.
I'm going to punch you, but not put you on the ground."
No.
And what I always tell people is, if you might be focused on AJ and Barrett, because obviously
I know where you're going. Yeah,
look for Scott Podsednik.
Come flying in there, man.
He flew. He was ready to fight somebody that day.
So, if there were to be a moment of elevated adrenaline and vitriol that exploded into fisticuffs in Cubs and Sox this weekend at Wrigley, who would the participants be? You want my answer? Because I've been thinking about it all morning. Maybe not all morning.
You've been dying to tell us your answer, so you should just tell us.
So here it is. Andrew Vaughn is holding Pete Crow Armstrong on at first base.
Okay.
And PCA is getting a nice big lead. And Andrew Vaughn, he's a little grumpy right now. He's under some pressure. Tim Elko got a hit that wasn't a home run the other day, and he got the home run, and he's also Tim Elko, and also Andrew Vaughn is Andrew Vaughn. And he knows he's under fire, and he's had those crazy eyes forever, but now there's some push going on. And PCA, oh man, does he like to have fun. And he's flamboyant. So PCA, with an athletic move, coming back and beating a pickoff attempt, and then he looks up at Vaughn and says, "You have absolutely no shot. You got no chance." Like something like that. Taunts Andrew Vaughn. And as he's coming in, he also hits Vaughn's ankle. So Andrew like feels it. He gets all pissed off and he kicks PCA up in the torso, and then PCA jumps up, and he's in Andrew Vaughn's face, and it's PCA and Vaughn going at it at first base, and Jose Javier's got to come over and hold him down, and then Chase Meidroth is running in there, so that's my scenario.
This is very vivid, Lawrence. This is very beanball. This is rhubarb fan fiction, you know? I don't know what's going on here. I like that you mapped it all out.
I did. It's very specific. Yeah, it is. Very specific. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Nicky Lopez.
Oh, my God. It's a good one.
Versus Edgar Caro.
Oh, wow. So what happens? Is it a play at the plate?
Yes, it's a play at the plate.
Mm. Nicky Lopez. Feeling himself now on a good team in
now
Chicago.
On a team that's going to win. Maybe, you know, getting a little puffy chested. And I think history can repeat itself. Oh, there at the plate. Just reverse the roles.
Yeah, that's good. And Edgar Caro, he's a gamer, man. He's a gamer. He battles. He fights hard. And if he's getting barreled through, he's not going to take that well.
No, I don't think so.
Tanny, Alex, got any scenarios? And maybe not as vivid as the fan fiction we're writing over here.
Well, Lawrence took my guy in Edgar Caro. As you know, I'm a big fan. He's their best player currently. He's the only one out there like that plays with the juice. Like, so I could see him take an exception. Either way, like maybe even Bad Keller goes high and tight on him. You know what I mean? While he's up there hitting, you know? A lot of scenarios here. You know, I look at a guy like, you know, Vidal Brujan. Maybe a guy who knows he's on his way out. You know, trying to make a name for himself.
Do you see how fast he was running the other day? He was running with such abandon. He's like, this is all I get to do. I have to show my value. So I feel you on that.
I love how Nico like tapped him on the helmet after they won the game too. Like just him being like, yeah, you're part of this too. Come on. Let's go celebrate.
Thanks for
man.
Being part of the team.
I'm going to say that PCA hits a late home run off Cam Boozer.
Uh-huh.
And okay. Pimps it a little bit too much. Takes exception. Ooh. Cam's a big guy. 6'3", 230.
Now, are we sure this ball goes out? You know, yeah. It won't stop PCA, you know?
Well.
Wow, shots fired.
It's all Tenny has. It's all he has. But so Cam Boozer takes exception, walks off the mound while Pete's rounding?
Yeah, there's some words exchanged. The bullpen's empty. Mm-hmm. It's one of those.
Gotcha. So maybe no punches, but words and such.
But maybe some punches as well.
Thanks, Alex.
Who knows?
All right.
I like it. We have a full Cubs Sox themed categories coming your way at 4:25.
That is the plan. But next up, we can throw some of this stuff Jordan Schultz's way. This bombshell from Seth Wickersham will ask one of the premier reporters of the NFL what he thinks about the Bears next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.